Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Daryl Strong. Before getting too far into this, did you kind of set out and lay out, like, for yourself a schedule of this is what has to happen first, then we need to do this, then we need to do that? Did you kind of manage that schedule?
As far as getting the boats ready to race?
Yeah, and setting up your team and your shop and who's involved. And
Really, Corey and Brian have helped me do that, and I've left a lot of the building the team. Somebody asked me about our team members. I go, I don't even have any met most of those guys yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know the core,
sure,
the leadership that I work with, and they put the schedule together. I mean, you got to think, we got these boats in February, and normally you start your off season in October.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a pretty tight to get everything ready.
Is it challenging to find parts and equipment?
It is. We've done a lot of research. I mean, it's little things you find, like somebody that used to work, like there's a tool shop and a machine shop in Detroit. I was talking to the owner today. We've become friends. I called him, found out he had a bunch of inventory nobody'd purchased, been sitting there 10 years. So we got an inventory. I asked around, and then I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all stuff to make gearboxes with.
Oh, okay.
And so we have 6 gearboxes, but we could make 9 more.
Oh, wow.
And these things are like gold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's things like that, finding out where these stashes are of stuff and then getting it either for you or to help another team.
Sure.
Because you want to know where this stuff is.
And like you just said, for another team, even though at the end of the day you want to win, you know it's best for the sport if when it gets to the final, there's 6 boats out there.
That all could win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to call this sport a traveling circus. We all need each other. We're putting on a show.
Yep.
We all want to win. But I've always said that what this sport needs is 5 fast boats.
Yeah.
You want to be in a final. And we all grew up with this.
I mean,
you don't want to see boats doing laps.
Nope.
You want to see them fighting it out, deck to deck.
Yeah. And we grew up with both. We grew up with, you didn't know in that final who was going to win. And then we also grew up through a time where you knew before the boats even got here who was going to win.
Yeah, and I hope that we have created some doubt.
Yeah.
It's not always going to be the home street now. We might be just as fast.
So what are your expectations for the teams for this first season?
I told the team repeatedly, let's just do whatever we can the first year. Let's learn our boats. Let's find out where we're at. And let's try to dominate the second year.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that is going to go out the window as soon as we get on the water.
Because you're going to want to win.
You're going to want to win. So let's just try not to break anything. But we know we have fast boats. I mean, we have championship level boats and we have good drivers. They just have to learn the boats they're in.
Yep.
And so we'll see. Maybe by the Tri-Cities, we will have had 2 races under our belt, so we'll be pretty competitive.
So, Daryl, I want to wrap this up with what we call our quick 3. I'm just going to give you 3 questions, and you give me your rapid-fire answer.
Okay.
What's your favorite local restaurant?
Casamia.
What's your favorite vacation or getaway place?
Scottsdale.
And what's the best job you've ever had?
I will say the job I have now. I've had it almost my whole adult life.
Insurance.
Yeah.
Daryl, I want to thank you so much for coming in, sharing your Tri-Cities hometown story. And everybody, check out Strong Racing online on Facebook. Daryl's bringing back the Miss Tri-Cities to us for the first time in a long time. Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores.